Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had the golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for
Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you any you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Biggs Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking and
yaggity yak.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk.
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Biggs Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now we'll talk.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker, preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. McNally, 22, doing the BGT logo in pink. For Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today with a complimentary design at UFO Tour Golf. No matter if it's a golf bag or an accessory, head over to UFOTourGolf.com. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Never, never, especially this time of the season. Ready putt. Be sure to clean it, and then you will sink it. Ruckit Sports. Improve your game today with Ruckit Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. EncoreGolf.com. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. It's the golf shirts I wear on and off the golf course, even at the job at Kohl's, and more. LoftGolf.net. 262-297-3111, 262-297-3111 is the telephone number for our listener line. You can connect with Biggs Golf Talk on Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald. You can always look for us in the Facebook group, the Fairway Forum for the Love of Golf. Follow Biggs Golf Talk and Big John Vick on Instagram. You can follow Big John Vick on the Golf Match app. You can subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk on iTunes and find us in the Google Play Music Store absolutely for free. Our website is www.biggsgolftalk.com, B-I-G-G-S, golftalk.com. Good morning, everybody. I hope everyone is staying safe along the coast down south with Hurricane Matthew down there. And boy, oh boy, I got to tell you, that is one wicked and devilish storm. And on the line with us right now is one of our co-hosts. As a matter of fact, Dennis Whiten, being affected by that storm, is losing signals and stuff like that. He could not join us this morning. But one person that's safe and out of the harm's way of that hurricane is one Bill, the Golf Father Cuevas, our co-host here on Biggs Golf Talk. And Biggs Golf Talk is also produced by Boxer Shorts. Billy, good morning.
Morning. How's everything going?
Everything's going good, my friend. Everything is going good. How about you down there, man? You're just barely out of the way of that storm, aren't you?
Yeah, we got the outer layer of it, so it was just a lot of rain. So we got a lot of rain, and the winds weren't as bad as they had predicted. So we were lucky that eye of the storm was more like 15 to 20 miles off of what they were talking about. So we kind of got the whole state, even though there's damage, it could have been so much more worse at this point. But we dodged a big bullet. But right now the winds are only like 25 miles an hour when, you know, from the outer skirts, that, you know, as it still gets out of its way. It's moving slow, but thank goodness we're okay.
As a matter of fact, the airports had closed on Thursday, I guess around 5:30 p.m. Central. A lot of people, you know, flying out. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine had his son who had a flight at 6:30 p.m. Central out of Orlando, and they decided to get him out of there on Wednesday. And what a smart decision that was! And he would have totally missed his flight and would have been stuck at Orlando Airport.
Yeah, they literally. I mean, the beginning of all this stuff, everything was shut down. They made decisions. They weren't taking any chances with people's lives whatsoever. So they just shut everything, or even Orlando. I mean, Disneyland closed. It's like the fourth time in its history that they've ever closed for a day.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that in itself is crazy that they would do that in Orlando, because they've never done it. Well, not never, but they haven't done it as of recent. And for them to do it, they take a big hit because, you know, they got that policy. You go in there, and if it rains, oh, well. So they really wouldn't have lost money, but they decided to close it down just for safety precautions, and I applaud them for doing that.
Yep. It's nothing to ignore. It's definitely, you know, hitting along that coast there, and Billy, you're on the other side, and you're just getting the tail end of it. So thank God you're safe, yeah. And thank God your family is safe. And, you know, again, our thoughts are with everybody else along the coast there. So. You know, what a great show we have today. Today on the program, Billy and I will have your Biggs product of the week. You're going to love the two products that we selected. Slam Dunk Golf. Greg Pollard's going to join us to talk about a great gift idea, Billy. And you came to me with this product, and I thought, wow, what a great guest he would make. You thought so, too. And I said, let's do it. And it was pretty quick that we did it, too, because it was a couple days ago you contacted me, and we said, let's have him on the show today.
It was really good. It just all worked out for everybody. I think it was meant to be, because I haven't been that excited from seeing a product like that. I felt like a little kid. I was like, oh, I want that. It's so cool. You know? And that's why I called you right away. I was like, we got to do it. And then just luckily you had the spot available, and they were able to fill it right away.
Well, in all fairness, I was supposed to have Terry Purdom from Turf Life on, but unfortunately, with the storm and everything else, she was unable to join us this week, and we hope to have her on next week or the week after. So Terry and I were talking about golfisms and dating and a golf lifestyle, and we're going to talk about that and have her on to talk about that and get a female perspective about that. But right now, we're going to have your golf news. Your golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. They are the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in our full line of men's plus fours, or golf knickers as we know it. And to complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Head over to golfknickers.com and receive 10% off your order right now by entering the code BIGG. Now, the first news story on the docket that I want to talk about, and I am so surprised on the... Well, am I really surprised, though? I am. And by the way, Biggs Golf Talk staff and the networks denounce the behavior of some individuals at the Ryder Cup and the insults that were thrown to the European team. And Martin Kaymer said some of the comments directed at him and his teammates was a bit shocking sometimes. As you may know, the USA was victorious over the European team at the Ryder Cup. Billy, two things here. I believe the USA team probably had the best team in many, many years, and boy, oh boy, were they a team.
Yes, I agree with you. They had a great team. They had a lot going from the vice captains, co-captains, captains. It was huge. It was beautiful watching it.
it showed in their play. I mean, they had some fun, and by the way, Patrick Reed, Roy McIlroy, the match of the century. The match of the century. I want to see these two go against each other in every Ryder Cup because, boy, did they provide some entertainment.
They did. I mean, you have the skeptics out there that are like, well, it only lasted for 12 holes while Phil and Sergio's lasted the full 18. But I think that, like you, I think our match with Reed and Rory was a lot more entertaining, a lot more exciting. I mean, we reached some super high moments. I mean, I was sitting at the edge of my seat. I was like, oh, no. It was like when he did the finger to him, when Rory made that the birdie, and then he goes and makes a birdie, which is, and he goes, and then they go, they give each other pound, they show each other love, they go along to... That, to me, right, that's what it's all about.
I agree totally with you, Bill, and I want to go on the flip side before we move on to our next story.
Yep.
The behavior of some USA fans, and I will say they are probably USA fans, but they're not golf fans. And you idiots out there that want to tell Rory McIlroy to suck your junk, you could suck my junk. How's that? Because you are the people we don't need at these events. People that want to insult the golfers out there on a European team, let me tell you something. This is a match, and nobody's there for money. These golfers are not there for money. This is all bragging rights for the Ryder Cup. You idiots that want to sling racial remarks and everything else to the Europeans, you guys don't need to be at the event. Go to a football game and do that. Golf is not about that. Billy, your thoughts on what happened on the behavior side of it.
Well, I mean, it was disappointing, but then you got the stuff on social media that everything's so easily accessible, and you got American fans drunk and passed out, you know, and people just piling up empty beer cans on top of them, you know what I mean? And then you got them yelling all kinds of obscenities. You know, there's kids there as well as, you know, women and everybody. They don't need to hear that stuff.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to be, you know. And I was listening to the commentary people afterwards, and it kind of shocked me. One of the guys was actually from Europe, and he was like, well, I would be more upset that Rory went into the fan side instead of just walking. That's what the ropes are there for. He knows that they're going to say things. But I'm like, you know, that guy just really violated Rory in front of everybody. And you know what? When it comes down to it, Rory's just like you and me. You know, we're human, and
on top of that,
up.
We're men. You know, we are not going to tolerate that from another man.
No, you should. I mean, you shouldn't have to. And so I kind of didn't understand. I understood what he was talking about. Well, he's a professor. He's this and that. But you know what? More than being he's a man.
He's human.
And yeah, he's human. You know, it's like it was a reaction. You know what I mean? I'm sure he didn't walk down those ropes thinking that guy was going to stay, or anybody would stay or use that kind of language in that type of atmosphere.
And by the way, he didn't use the word junk. He used another word directly about that part. So I didn't want to go there. Yeah. I just used the friendly language of junk, you know. But yeah, if you're going to go to these Ryder Cups and you're an American, there ain't nobody more patriotic than Billy and I. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this program, all right? And I will tell you right now, and I know, I would say 99.9% of the people that listen to this program are not like those other idiots out there against that 0.1%, right?
Yep.
But if you know somebody, pass on this message. Do me a favor, give your freaking ticket away because you're not welcomed at the Ryder Cup if you want to behave like that. You're not welcomed. And if I'm attending the Ryder Cup, like I will be in 2020, and I catch you talking like that to anybody, I'm going to get the nearest security guard, and we're both just going to lift your asses out of there and throw you physically out of there into the parking lot. How's that? There. I'm sorry, but that was just BS, Billy.
Yeah, no, it was. Some of these people got out of hand, and I don't know if alcohol had anything to do with it. I don't think it's an excuse. It seemed that it was later on in the day, and you know how alcohol plays on people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's not a, it's not an excuse,
right?
But you know, you got to think. I mean, they have to take that into consideration. Like when you know, I remember in the days that in when you go to baseball game, they would sell you alcohol all the time.
Yeah,
it didn't matter. You leave in the stadium, they sold it to you. But it got so bad that they had to stop. You know what I mean? And that and at a certain point, I think it was like the sixth inning, seventh inning, they stopped selling it. So maybe that's something that
And I hope the PGA kind of looks at that and says, you know what? Mm-hmm. If anybody's, and I know there's a laws about that, but at mm-hmm. some point, and I know those concession stands are there to make money, but at what cost?
Yeah.
At what cost are you there to make money? You know, and if you overserve somebody or you notice somebody staggering, do not sell them a beer, please. Just don't do it. You know?
They, I mean, just like, you know, these people in these bars, the bartenders, they're supposed to know better. If there are vendors out there, they should know better as well.
No,
you know what I mean? They shouldn't keep feeding these people that, you know, already drunk. I mean, they could hurt somebody else. They could hurt themselves. There's a lot of things that could happen. But I felt bad for Europe in the whole entire time. But you know, Rory kept saying that, oh no, it's just fueling the fire. It's fueling the fire. I mean, I saw it in his match. I didn't really see it in much of the other matches. And Danny Willett. You know, he came on afterwards,
right?
After he had been very apologetic to everybody, and he sort of kind of changed his tune and said, "Well, you know, my brother was kind of right about some of the fans,
right? Yeah,
and yeah, you know what? In reality, yes, some fans, but
you know what? I'm sorry, those are not fans. Those are individuals that got a ticket to a premier sporting event and wanted a party." That's what that was. They are not, I'm sorry, I refuse to call them fans, because if you're a fan, you're going to cheer on for America and not sling personal insults to other players for the opposing team. Those are not fans. Those are idiots that got a ticket to a premier sporting event, and they wanted to party, and they wanted to say they were there.
Yes. And I agree. And you know what? I was thinking, and I didn't know if it had any bearing on it. Do you remember during the practice round when that guy made the putt?
Yeah.
That they pulled out from the
We talked about it last week on the show. Yep.
Yeah. That's right. So you remember that. I started wondering when I started listening, you know, when I was watching the show, some of the comments like, oh, let the Americans putt for you. And all of a sudden, you know, when the Bulger stuff started coming out, you know, when you're watching live, they can't bleep everything out. But I started wondering, I was like, people thought because, hey, they went, they pulled the guy out of the crowd, and they took, you know how people normally will take something that's so positive and then twist it to make it a negative?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I didn't know if that opened up some people's minds to like, well, let's get under them and use that as a weapon, you know, instead of using it as something good. I love the fact that they had done that, and I thought that was really classy. And you know, honestly, I was, you know, I'm USA all the way. But I wasn't rooting against them. I was rooting for the United States.
Right.
So I wasn't like, oh, kill them, destroy them. I was rooting for the USA. That's who I wanted to win. But I wasn't, you know, going crazy. I just wanted the U.S. to win at a good match, like Rory's and Patrick Reed. To me, that was my favorite, like you said.
Well, we got deep into the subject. We are all out of time for our golf news. But really, really, really quick. Our last story that I wanted to talk about, and probably the TV ratings is going to just go out of the park with Tiger Woods returning to the Safeway Open October 10th through the 16th at the Silverado Resort and Spa in Napa, California. Woods has 14 career tour victories in the state of California and finished tied for 30th in his lone previous start at the Safeway Open in 2011. Tiger Woods making his return after out of action since August of 2015. Billy, probably the biggest TV ratings that's going to take place for this season when Tiger Woods tees it up.
Yes. I mean, as soon as they made the announcement, social media went crazy, and nobody was like, Hurricane Charlie who? Hurricane Charlie what? I don't think anybody cared. I mean, we all love golf. I'm a golf lover. So, I mean, I got just as much entertainment from watching Rory and Patrick go at it. And, you know, but Tiger's like, with no pun, he's a different animal. He brings so many different things to the game. And fans, you know, I honestly think he's gonna be that added boost. There's no better way to start the season off for golf and golf fans. You know, he's been gone for like 14 months, I think it's been. So it's a long time.
Yep.
And we might, you know, a lot of stuff that happened over this year that was kind of negative in the golf industry for certain companies might have been due to his absence. And we all, I don't know about you, but I'm dying to see what he's playing.
Absolutely. Me too. Now, there's we posted the story, and there's a couple comments I want to bring up here before we go to our break here. Jason Chirpy Chirpak says, I couldn't care less about the 763rd ranked player in the world with all the elite caliber players we have today, honestly. John Anaminas, a good friend of mine who's a police officer. We respect our law enforcement people here on Biggs Golf Talk. I am looking forward to seeing him play again. Even more of a reason to not watch the NFL. Wow! I hope the NFL had a cup on when John Anaminas mentioned that comment. But listen, we need to head into our break, and your golf news was sponsored by golfknickers.com. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your knickers today at golfknickers.com. Billy and I will be right back with our first guest, Craig Pollard from Slam Dunk Golf, right here on Biggs Golf Talk. We will be right back.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit ReadyPutt.com. That is ReadyPutt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Dots is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Dots can personalize it for you. Golf Dots conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Dots is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Dots, visit www.golfdots, that's GOLFDOTZ.com. Golf Dots is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Dots is www.golfdots.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON15, you get a discount for your Golf Dots. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vick along with Bill the Golf Father Cuevas right here. And Billy, you know what? It's going to be one exciting tournament next week at the Safeway Open when Tiger Woods, as we talked about in the first part of the program in our golf news, but Tiger Woods making a comeback at the Safeway Open. I truly still believe, Billy, this is going to be the biggest TV ratings in history, or not in the history, but of the season for TV for golf.
It might be history. It just might be, because, I mean, he actually knocked out Hurricane Charlie. Hurricane Charlie was all over social media, and you saw how quick, as soon as they announced he was going to be playing, there was no more talk about Hurricane Charlie. Everything was about Tiger, 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 right across my streamline.
I think across the PGA Tour, it's Hurricane Tiger Woods.
Yeah, it could be. He could be the next Hurricane. Hurricane Tiger is coming to town.
Our next guest here on Biggs Golf Talk, and what a great guy this guy is. I got a chance to talk to him during a commercial break, and Billy, you actually found this product and brought it to me and says, hey, Big John, I thought this might be a great idea for the show. This is called Hot Shot putting cup, and it's really a great idea. And I'm looking at it, I watched a video of it, and I just can't wait to try this out. And it's made by Slam Dunk Golf, and we have the CEO of Slam Dunk Golf, Craig Pollard, on the show with us. Craig, welcome into Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking time out and talking about this great gift idea. As a matter of fact, with the holidays around the corner, what a great gift idea this could make for Christmas, or actually anytime, especially bachelor parties or just golf get-togethers, even a contest for that outing out there. Tell us about the Hot Shot Putting Cup.
Yeah, it's a simple product that just kind of takes your standard putting cup that you might use at home or in the office, and we took it up a notch. I basically came up with a concept when I was playing miniature golf with my daughter on one of the volcano holes, and we were kind of laughing like, hey, it'd be fun to have one of these at home. And since I've been in the golf industry for 20 years, I thought I'm going to mold up a little prototype of kind of a miniature volcano hole. And then as we were in our backyard and my daughter likes to shoot baskets, she would just kind of said, hey, Dad, can we mix in basketball with this putting cup? And so then we molded a little backboard with a hoop and a net above the volcano to make it so where you can make it in the middle of the cup, or you can put it a little bit harder and take it off the backboard and make a basket with it. And as soon as we started doing that, friends that would come over to the house in the backyard, everybody just started playing with it, and we kind of knew right then that we had a product that was viable on the market.
Absolutely. Now, how long did it take from you doing that and testing that out to bringing it to the market?
You know, surprisingly quickly, because of 3D printers nowadays, we're able to take CAD drawings within a week and have actual prototypes that we were putting with. And then it took about a couple of months to tweak it to make it, you know, so that it was user-friendly and fun. And then we got it to market within about 6 months of when the actual idea came about.
Now, I love your website at Slam Dunk Golf. Talk about that, because you actually not just create a product, but you also create a lifestyle, and you actually want people to come on there and do trick shot awards, and you have games to play. Talk about your website and how interactive it is.
Yeah, so one of the ideas that actually came about from one of our customers that they started sending us challenge videos when they got the product in stock in their office. They were making shots between their legs, and they were using wedges and stuff like that. And so we decided, hey, let's put a contest out there and let people be a little more interactive with it, where they could send us upload images and video right on our website of trick shots they made. And so what we're doing is every quarter we're giving out 2 gift cards for the best trick shot and then also the longest putt they make using the Hot Shot Putting Cup.
That's all. But they have to submit a video to do that, though. You need proof.
They do. Yeah, you have to have proof.
Yep. And that's a nice prize, $100 in gift cards. That's nothing to sneeze about for some people. I'm sure they spend a lot of time trying to perfect their trick shots.
Yeah, we've received a lot of real fun ones to look at. We're actually going to be awarding the first one next week.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Now, how long has this company been around now?
Well, I've been in the golf industry for 23 years, and so we created this brand called Slam Dunk Golf is actually the company, and the brand within that or the product is Hot Shot Putting Cup, which is actually a division of my golf accessory company called GT Golf Supplies.
Gotcha. Now, you also have created this product, and it's a great product, and it has the Slam Dunk logo on the backboard as a generic when people do buy this product just from your website. However, you took it a step further for people out there by adding custom orders. Talk about that.
Yeah, so one of the things that when we originally were doing the first prototypes, just a gentleman was, I put a couple of samples out at a golf course practice green, and a guy came up to me and says, God, I would really like this for my office conference room, kind of put my corporate logo on it somewhere. And so I fiddled around with some custom labels, and now what we're doing is we can upload anybody's image, picture, whatever, onto a label that we ship with the product that they can put right on the backboard.
Wow, what a
it's available on the site.
Yeah, and what a great idea, Billy, for even golf outings. You know, have your logo, like we do Folds of Honor in Indiana, have that Folds of Honor on the backboard and have a contest either after the tournament or before the tournament, you know, the little prize to do this, you know, for the long, like he said, longest putt or, you know, no. And what I like about this game, too, is remember back in the day, Billy, when we played hoops, We'd play a game called Horse.
Horse, yeah.
We could turn this like into that. Golf instead of horse. Mm-hmm. So you get your G, you get your O, you get your L, you get your F. I think so many different ways of using this product, and it's amazing how something, such a small item like this, could be so much fun, Craig.
Yeah, and you saw when I called you up and I told you about it. I was excited when I first saw it and it was brought to my attention. I was like, wow, this is really, really neat. And then that's why I called you, and I was like, you know what? He'd make a great guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
I appreciate it. I've actually gotten a lot of calls from people complaining to me, saying that I'm taking away a lot of productive office time because guys are getting in horse contests and stuff in their conference rooms with the stuff and stuff. Yeah.
And they want us to feel sorry for them. It's not going to happen. And the thing was, you know, here was my mind. I'm waiting for mine to come, and I already took out my putting mat. I already brought that out. My birdie ball putting green. I got that ready. I have my Seymour mirror that I got, and I have my Seymour putter, and I'm waiting for it to show up so I can start playing with my twins.
Absolutely.
So as soon as it comes, I don't even need to go to course. I want to play right in my family room with the twins. So I'm looking really forward to it. And like I was telling you before, I think it's going to make a great holiday gift. You know what I mean? Because some of the things that I've gotten for holidays that are golf-related have been really ridiculous. This thing is looks fun, exciting, and I think it's fun for all ages. So I'm really excited to get mine.
Here's my thought, Billy and Craig, is this might be a fun game, but how much can this also help you with your putting, maybe your target practice for your chipping, and really improve those skills as well, just not as a fun game, but also help you with a target line and putting it, and also help you with your chipping and timing and everything. I mean, this can help in many different ways at the same time you having fun with it.
Yeah, and that wasn't really even that intentional. In fact, we have a couple of gentlemen in our office that played on tour, and when they were putting with it, they kind of originally just said, God, this really helps me keep my club face square at impact, because if you're a little bit open or a little bit closed with your putt, the ball will kind of glance off the kind of volcano ramps and not go into the cup. And it really kind of helps you mimic that kind of straight back, straight through, square club face at impact. And so that was kind of one of the things that we kind of added as the last marketing piece of it, that actually does help you kind of condition your stroke to be square at impact.
Now, probably people are asking the question, because we didn't ask this question, with the custom orders, what is the turnaround time from the time you receive the order to the time the customer receives the product?
Yeah, on like, you know, orders less than 12 units, we're turning them around in 48 hours. So if you order it, you know, and that's weekdays, if you're ordering it between Monday and Friday, we're getting it out within, you know, 2 to 5 business days at worst. And
that's awesome.
Orders larger than 12, we're kind of quoting 3 weeks.
And I couldn't believe Billy, I called their office and I talked to the customer service rep, you know, to get Craig on the line. And the recording says they're open from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. 5 a.m.?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Craig, so your customer.
One on the East Coast and one on the West Coast, so we're able to.
That.
Yeah.
That's very awesome.
Cool. Now I got a quick question, because, you know, besides doing the show every now and then with Biggs, I write for golfball.com and stuff, and that's part of the thing that I'm going to do with your product as well. I'm going to post it, and we do a holiday guide as well as Biggs. He does it as well, and I like doing an affordable gift guide as well as just an overall. Say we do this, right, and I go and I put down there, people are going to ask, okay, I want to get one for my dad. Can they order one custom one? Is there specific that they need a minimum of 12? Because, you know, if we go post, okay, you know, get this as a customized gift. And Biggs knows we work with a lot of companies that do personalization, and they do individual ones. It might be a little more expensive, but are the people that are following, are they going to be able to buy? I want to get one custom for my dad. All right, so you make one as
do. Yeah, we do one-ups all the time. Again, thanks to kind of laser printing and that kind of stuff, it's very easy for us just to do ones. You know, we can do one up to thousands.
Okay, that's good.
Like I said, on the ones, we can get them done in 48 hours.
Awesome.
Yeah, because that's a lot. Yeah, a lot of times the people are like, oh, but then I got to order X amount, blah, blah, blah. At least this way they know, hey, you only got to get one. If you want one, that's what you want. get one and you like it, then go back for more. You know, best man gifts. How many people have these weddings at these golf courses? These make a great gift. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of questions that are going to be opened up. So at least this way we could have everything out on the table for them.
Absolutely right. And you know, we've done quite a few of what you had mentioned before too, John, on the putting contests for tournaments and stuff. We've done a lot of logo backboards for people that incorporate it into their putting contest and then use it as a raffle or an auction item later on as well.
Yep.
Or better yet, how's this? What a great sponsorship opportunity to have somebody have their logo on this and then give it away as a prize as you do the contest.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, or you as my tournament salesman.
And you know that's actually awesome because it makes a great gift. It really does. I'll tell you, you know how excited I was when I called. I was like,
yeah,
we got to get him on the show. we got to get him on the show. I was like, I'll even be on the show that day. I'll make sure I'm on the show. I was like, don't worry about it. I'll do it with you.
Craig,
you
know, when I got the call, I swear, if I had a video phone and we were video conferencing, I thought Billy was jumping up and down like a little kid.
Well, that's great. I really was excited for it. I mean, when you do it for a living like you do, I mean, you see so many things, and yet so many things that will come out that I look and I'm like, That's not really fun, you know what I mean? But I saw this and I was like, you know what? My kids could have fun. I'm going to have fun. I could use it inside the house. I could take it to the golf course if I want to roll it on a green. It doesn't do any damage. There's so many opportunities you can do with it. So I actually was really excited. That's why I called him. I was like, oh, you got to get him on the show. This is what people want to see. We got the holidays coming, you know, and I didn't know what the lead time was. So this way, at least we can get the holiday gift guide in mode on our side as well. And I really want to include it. That was my main goal, is because I want to get the information to include it in the gift guide.
Craig,
I appreciate that.
My next question, last question I have is, we talked about logos being able to do this, and we have a company, a sponsor here on Big Golf Talk, Photo Ball Marker, does a great job with any type of photo. Can they send you such as a photo of a child and have that put on the backboard?
Oh, 100%. I did one recently for a bachelor party where a guy had the bachelor party kind of with his mouth open so that people could kind of aim at his face with the image on the backboard. That was kind of fun. Yeah.
I like that target practice. Something you don't like.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the ideas are endless.
Yes.
That's what's so cool about this product. You don't run out of ideas.
No.
And I'm sure when people hear the show and people talk about it on social media, they're going to... I saw that you're selling on I think it was Rock Bottom Golf now is coming out. I think
exactly. Rock Bottom Golf has it on their website.
Yeah. And honestly, that's where a lot of us, we start shopping there. That's where I get a lot of my little knick-knack stuff. So it was really cool. I was glad to see that people can get it there. Now, if they're going to do it custom, can they do Rock Bottom Golf? Because I didn't get into details. You know, I'm in the storm part of the world. So,
right now they're not set up to do it custom. I am working with them. They're just doing the stock products similar to like PGA Superstores and Worldwide Golf. But the custom one can only be ordered through slamdunkgolf.com.
Perfect. That's great information that we can pass forward to the people. Okay.
I guess that leads up to the final question here, Billy, is Craig Pollard, how can people find out more information and purchase? What's the price point on Slam Dunk's Golf Hot Shot Putting Cup?
Yeah, we have some great online retailers from what you mentioned there, Rock Bottom Golf. We've got it at PGA Superstores, Worldwide Golf, which is Edwin Watts, and Golfers Warehouse, Roger Dunn, Golf Marts, and they have them all on their websites, and it's retailing at $19.99. And then for the custom ones, they can go to slamdunkgolf.com to do their custom orders there.
That's awesome. Slamdunkgolf.com is their website to find out more information, and several online retailers have them as well. And Craig Pollard, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk, and congrats on the success, and good luck on the future of it.
Really appreciate it, John and Billy.
Thank you. Thank you, Craig.
Take care.
All right, Billy, we got to make the turn here on Biggs Golf Talk. Let's head to the halfway house, enjoy a nice little beverage and a hot dog or a hamburger, and in your case, a salad. And And let's get ready for the Golf Life Report coming up next here on Biggs Golf Talk. And then when Billy and I do come back, we will have your Biggs Product of the Week right here on Biggs Golf Talk on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. We will be right back.
Early to rise, went through the pregame routine. It drives for more than just show. Yelled four to warn for balls unseen and approached with a long way to go. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come. We might not have been sat in the sand. The cart girl's drinks strained our budgets, but we got a birdie in the hand. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come. For a quick pit stop, add up damage from the front nine. Get food and drink, and we're not talking pop. Head out knowing the back will be fine. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from InstaGolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGOLFTALK to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by InstaGolf. That's instagolf.net, InstaGolf.net. A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Hey, let me tell you about Rucket Sports. Rucket Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckit provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen, I've been using Ruckit nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckit Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckit. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckit Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit Ruckit.com to improve your game. That is Ruckit.com.
This is Biggs Golf Talk with Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace.
It's time for your Golf Life report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. With so many golf balls out there to choose from, how do you know which one works best for you? Well, Golf Life reviewed the Srixon Z-Star golf ball. This ball has a new generation of technology that allows the ball to fly farther with more control and spin. Let's hear more from Golf Life host Mike Billingsley.
If you're looking for a golf ball that's got great feel and awesome spin around the greens, you might want to look at the Z-Star from Srixon. The reason? They have spin skin. Now this durable cover material is very, very supple. It has a great soft feel and just great touch, and it creates a spin on the golf ball that just stops on greens. I also like the yellow golf ball that they make. It's a high visibility golf ball, so it makes it really easy in certain conditions to find your golf ball and to track the ball flight. That's a really important concept. If you'll watch your ball flight, you'll be able to improve. You'll be able to see what kind of flight you're playing that day and get into your round faster. The other thing it has is speed dimples. These speed dimples reduce drag, and that enhances the carry, so allowing the ball to travel farther. It's the Srixon Z-Star. This is a high-end golf ball with high visibility and a great feeling cover. You might want to pick up a box and try them out. I bet your scores are going to drop.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest golf products? Head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/golflife, to see hundreds of golf videos with top teachers that give you great golf tips to help your game, and tons of videos showing you the latest golf products released this past year. The latest episode of Golf Life is still airing on Fox Sports networks across the country. Be sure to head over to golflife.com and click on the TV schedule to see when it is airing near you. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter @golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports stations. So check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand, catering to the average golfer just like us. Loft Golf apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit loftgolf.net. That's loftgolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us.
Water has always been a powerful force, and now it's the power inside Bridgestone's new B330s. Introducing HydroCore technology, a revolutionary process that enhances the gradation of the solid core's inner and outer regions for less spin and more distance. Try Bridgestone's new B330s and see how a little water goes a long way.
Bridgestone.
Golf Talk for golfers on Biggs Golf Talk. Back to Big John and Dennis the Menace.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. As we tee it up on 16, 17, and 18, a brand new segment we've had going on for some weeks and some great feedback on Biggs Product of the Week. It is that time here on Biggs Golf Talk for Biggs Product of the Week.
This is Biggs Product of the Week. Each week, Big John and the Golf Father select a golf product to feature. Here is Big John Vick and Bill, the Golf Father Quaidus, with this week's Product of the Week.
Billy, my Biggs Product of the Week is the Gust Buster Umbrella. With Hurricane Matthew this past weekend and some rain here in the Midwest, and the Gust Buster Umbrella getting put to work. As a matter of fact, I actually seen a fan at the high school football game this past Thursday using a Gust Buster Umbrella as we had gotten some rain here in Wisconsin. The Gust Buster Umbrella, unflippable, unflappable, unlinkable, often copy, but never duplicated, and I love this Gust Buster Umbrella. As a matter of fact, it's the only golf umbrella or the only umbrella I'm ever going to need. It's a Gust Buster, only if it has the exclusive raindrop-shaped wind release vents. Uncompromised quality. Quality is never an accident at Gust Buster. It is a result of high intentions, sincere efforts, and skillful execution. Quality is always the wisest choice of many options. Quality is the single strongest marketing support of any product that can be given. That is one of the things about Gust Buster. This has been tested in winds of 55 miles per hour plus and has held up. Unflappable, unflippable, unlinkable. Billy, you also have a Gust Buster umbrella. That is my Biggs product of the week.
Yeah, I mean, I do have one, thank goodness, because I actually still have some umbrellas that I had before this Gust Buster that have been broken with the winds that we have here in Florida. So, yeah, I'm excited to have it, and it's holding up really, really well. And I had it all set and prepared for, a hurricane that we had come through here. And, because my dog still got to walk. So, I figured, hey, I'm going to use it. And the winds weren't as high as they could have been, but it holds up very, very well.
Well, with the finest available 190-thread count nylon canopy, water, bleed, and fade-proof, Billy, it's no wonder why it's so durable.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible how durable this thing is.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, they also offer some customization as well. You want to head over to GustBuster.com and find out all the information about Gust Buster Umbrella. We do have some Biggs Golf Talk Gust Buster Umbrellas. As a matter of fact, we got to get one out to Herb McNally, as I promised him one, as well as you, Billy. I got to get you one as well. So, gave one to my boss at the bar, and he's a big golfer. He says, you know what? I need an umbrella. How about, I seen your Biggs Golf Talk umbrella. Don't you have more than one? I'm like, yeah, I have more than one. He goes, well, I'll buy one. I'm like, no, you don't need to buy one. I'll give you one. How's that? Is that it?
Awesome.
So, I gave him one as a gift. But, Billy, they do so much, and it is great to see a company like Gust Buster out there offering a customization on golf umbrellas and, just everyday umbrellas as well.
Yes. And the thing is that they're really, really nice umbrellas. Besides being excited, I mean, they don't have to get them with logos and stuff like that. It's a great umbrella just for, from my twins.
Absolutely.
They ride the bus and everything like that. And they're perfect everyday umbrellas.
Yeah,
they don't need a logo. They can go.
You could get plain ones. They sent us a few plain ones. I gave one about my daughter. Yeah, they do have one without logos, but the Gust Buster logo itself is a nice logo as well. That also looks good. So head over to www.gustbuster.com. Quality, protection, and guaranteed. Gust Buster, the world's smartest umbrella. Billy, what is your golf product of the week, my friend?
I'm going with Echo Golf Shoes. I've been using them for quite some time. I love them for the durability, for on and off the course. This recently, I did the cage, the Echo Cage Evos, which is evolved. I've done those, and those were actually the first ones of all the years that I've done reviews on Echo Golf that I have spikes on the bottom.
regular spikes. Usually I go with the hybrids where I don't, and I can use them everywhere. So I was kind of leery, but I mean, they're really, really light. They're really, really comfortable. They're really durable. And they keep, it's, you know, I golf in Florida. There's a lot of dew in the morning. So I can't get shoes that I'm going to have water and get my feet wet right off the bat. So these things have held up really, really well. I'm loving them. And with Echo, you know, another reason, like they got pink ones for October, with, you know, we offer cancer and stuff like that. And they're coming out with so many different limited edition ones that they come out with. They come out with the United States for Olympic Games. They came out for Ryder Cup. They just come out all the time with all kind of really, really nice ones. And I know they have a couple pink ones for October for you ladies out there. And you men, I'm pretty sure, you know, I wouldn't mind wearing pink. Real men wear pink.
As a matter of fact, with my own partner this weekend, I'm wearing pink wristbands. So, and I have a pink shirt as well. My partner has a pink shirt. We're going to go pink at the tournament this weekend. So,
That's awesome.
Absolutely. Yep. Nothing wrong with men wearing pink. Not at all.
No. And that's why they're great products. You know, I still have my original ones from, I think, maybe 5-6 years ago, and I still use them. So they've held up. I mean, they look, you know, on the, let's put the outside looks worn after 6 years, but, you know, I beat them up because I use them on the course and off the course, but they still don't get wet. My feet don't get wet. They're not ripped. They're not torn. They just look worn. So I like that quality product at affordable prices.
Absolutely. How can people find out more information about Echo Golf Shoes?
Well, if they look at, I mean, besides being, of course, on social media and everything else like that, you can find them on www.echo.com/golf.
There you go.
And you see all the new designs that are coming.
Echo is spelled ECCO.com/golf, and you can see all the selections they have from Echo. Billy, two great golf products right there for Biggs Product of the Week right here on Biggs Golf Talk. And that pretty much does it, Billy. Let's head over to the 19th hole, huh?
All right, I'm ready for my protein shake.
And I'm ready for a Captain and Coke. How's that? Or how about, you know what, an Arnold Palmer?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to join you in Arnold Palmer. I'll skip the protein. There you go. That's Honor the Man.
Special thank you to Golf Life for their Golf Life report, and a special thank you to Slam Dunk CEO Greg Pollard with that great gift idea. Head over to slamdunkgolf.com. All right, Billy, let's head over to the 19th hole for that Arnold Palmer, my friend. Thanks again.
I'll see you soon.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, ufotourgolf.com. Ready Putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Loftgolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by golfknickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
It's Saturday morning, you're gonna play golf. The wife is moaning, we're gonna play golf. The kids are all screaming like someone's gonna die. The grass needs mowing, it's too big high. But the boys are cold, so here I come. Play golf. It'll turn you lazy. Play golf. It'll make you crazy. Something strange happens to your brain when you take a big swing at that little white ball. It don't matter if we win or lose. Even birdie, par, and double bogey.
when Big John and Dennis attempt to hit them straight with golf information, guests, and valuable tips. May your drives find the fairways and your putts find the cups.
Four!